It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. This is where I'm going to be, here with you for the next 3 hours. It is a 4-hour show. I get started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Happy Wednesday to you, and much love to you as well. All my people in California, people in Canada, people in Texas, Seattle, all my people hanging out in Western New York, my people in the Mid-Atlantic. What's up, D.C.? What's up, Baltimore? What's up, Virginia? People in Florida, people in New York with super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Whether you're driving a car, a truck, you're sitting at work, you're doing security, you're protecting people, you're helping folks, you're serving it up. Thank you for being here. If you missed a minute of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We've been hanging out for an hour and we got more to go. We talked about Travis Kelce discussing his potential retirement. Is he or will he not? I think he's going to stick around. Kevin Durant, the 8th player in NBA history to score 30,000 points last night. He didn't sound too enthusiastic. Maybe it's because he knows that the Phoenix Suns are ultimately going to trade him. And then we talked about the fact that Aaron Rodgers can't get any respect. We got a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers, their safety, Deshaun Elliott. He's just like, don't come to the Steelers, man. Just go to the retirement home. No respect nowadays. No respect for your elders. Pretty pathetic, pretty sad. Well, in the case of Aaron Rodgers, I can understand why someone wouldn't like him. But still, football player, one of the most accomplished ever. Man, we have so much more to get into. You want to be a part of the show? You can. You can call me. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Of course, it's Wednesday. And an hour from now, exactly an hour from now, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the worst contracts in sports today. Do you know an athlete that has a big deal? Do you know an athlete that is not living up to his deal? He's not living up to the hype? This athlete has been a disaster. Well, save the thought. I'm going to give you my top six list in an hour from now. The worst contracts in sports today. But we have so much more to get into before we get to that. We got some positives. Baseball is back. We got pitchers and catchers reporting all across Florida and Arizona. We have a negative in Danny Hurley. Oh my God, what a jackass of a coach this guy is. Could you imagine if this guy's coach of the Lakers last night, he was out taking on Creighton, decided to throw some crap back at the fans. I'm like, whoa, bro, okay, just take it easy. Are you the adult in the room? Or are you a kid? We'll get into that. Matt Patricia has a new job. Yeah, the former coach. Well, let's just put it this way. Everybody hates him, I guess, except for Belichick. But everybody hates this guy's guts. Now he's going to be coaching at the Ohio State University. We'll get into that. And then in a few minutes, we got to have balance, right? We'll have some positivity. Last hour, we talked about Travis Kelce and his decision to stick around or maybe retire. He said he's going to go ahead and kick the can on down the road, make his decision later on. And then last night, well, the team that won the Super Bowl, the Philadelphia Eagles, they were celebrating on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Must be nice. Late night TV all across America. Must be nice. They reserve that for champions. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Greg is here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Thanks for taking my call, my friend. Wow, lots to unpack. I'm glad, real quick, Lucas, with LeBron, it's going to work out great. Eagles are going to be a dynasty. They're a complete team. But Travis Kelce, I got to tell you, He's not going to quit. The attention is too great. It's great. He's with the biggest star, arguably, in the world, him and her and Beyonce. He's not going to be put in the, you know, the...
Swift.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
I just feel that, I think Travis likes the limelight. And he, at 36 years old, I still think he can bring a lot to the game. You know, he can teach. You know, he's in good shape. He takes care of himself. And I just feel that he's there. And real quick, Luca, he looks a little bit out of shape. Do you think, JR, that LeBron will make him go,
oh, man,
you got to be like me?
Well, and thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. He hasn't played since Christmas. Like this past week, Monday, Tuesday, it was his first game since Christmas. He looked fine to me for a guy who hasn't played since Christmas. And yeah, sure, we always know he's never been cut up. The guy's never ran around the court looking like, I don't know, Kawhi Leonard. The guy was busting ass in the playoffs last year until he couldn't play defense. I would think Luka Doncic being in Los Angeles will put a battery in his back. I would think being around his self-proclaimed idol in LeBron James would kind of put a battery in his back. Two of them, two Duracells, like they put in Tom Brady in that stupid Super Bowl commercial this past Sunday. Like, we don't know. But you would think being around one of the greatest basketball players of all time, LeBron James, you would think that some of it would rub off on Luka Doncic into the future. Or he could just be hanging out on a Hollywood Boulevard or Sunset, you know, eating dinner and hanging out with models. I don't know. The guy has a fiance the last time I looked, so maybe that'll keep him out of trouble. That hasn't stopped a lot of people. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Ah, the trappings of fame. I guess you get successful every you just get married, right? I guess that's how it goes. Luka Doncic has a fiance. Jalen Hurts wins the Super Bowl. He has a fiance. Saquon Barkley, well, he's been had a fiance. And between Hurts and Barkley, they can also just call themselves champs. Super Bowl champs. I don't know. I don't think the Eagles would have done this, have been able to do this if it weren't for Saquon Barkley. We all know about him leaving the New York Giants. It was well documented on HBO's Hard Knocks, the offseason edition. He gets a 3-year, $37 million deal. He rushes for the most yards by a running back in NFL history, postseason, regular season combined, more than 2,500 yards. Yeah, we know they play 17 games now. We're well aware. And now he's a Super Bowl champ. Like, you can't write a better story. You're leaving the garbage New York Giants. You're going on a run of a lifetime to a Super Bowl in your first year. Saquon Barkley, whenever he decides to quit, this man could quit a happy and accomplished man. There's nothing else to do but add to your legacy. There's nothing else to do but try to win another championship. There's nothing else to do but continue to stack up the stats and the money. Saquon Barkley going from Penn. Hickey, were you at Penn State the same time he came after you, right?
My senior year was his freshman year.
Wow. Did you see him? He's amazing, right?
He was unbelievable. He had a few runs against Rutgers and against San Diego State. Nobody knew who he was coming on in.
Wow.
And then he really kind of took off in that freshman year.
Man. He's a freak. America now knows who he is. Last night, Saquon Barkley was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. I mean, and you know, it's jokes, right? Jimmy Fallon, I only see him because basketball, the finals comes on that, and basketball is done. Boom. Wait, no, Hickey, I'm confusing him. Wrong guy.
Jimmy.
There's two of them? Jimmy, what's the...
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Jimmy man. Fallon.
And Jimmy Kimmel. Okay.
Kimmel's the one that if you leave the TV on too long after the finals, he'll be on your screen.
Yeah, with Guillermo. Yep.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. I know him. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
I know
Fallon has no sidekick.
He does. He has the Roots.
Is that the band?
Questlove. Yeah. Black Thought. Yeah.
Oh, that's who that guy is. Interesting.
Yeah. Because remember that Kevin, the other black guy, is now gone. The one who's with Jay Leno. Remember him?
No, I didn't really watch much of Jay Leno's late night show.
Okay.
But it wasn't on. I take that back. Never mind.
It was on like, I don't even know, like 25, 30 years.
Yeah. I was about to say something really stupid, and I try to stop myself.
It's okay.
Didn't work.
Yeah. Jay Leno, every time I see him, he's now getting, like, he's like in car fires and stuff now. That guy, man.
He loves cars.
Maybe he needs to stop loving them. They don't love him back. He's been burned like twice by, did you hear the story? He got burned by like a car? You heard about that?
What?
Yeah, he's getting burned by his cars, man. He's having accidents and cars are burning him and fireball in the face. It's not good for Jay Leno, man. Very nice guy. Hey, you want to hear my Jay Leno story real fast?
Oh, yes, please.
I met him one time. Austin, Texas. I don't know. Maybe 10 years ago. Maybe longer. I don't know. And so I'm in Austin. I was invited out to drive McLarens. Very nice. It'd be nice if they just gave me the McLaren. It didn't ask for taxes on it. But I was down there. It's like, hey, come to Texas Circuit of the Americas and just drive cars. I'm like, fine, whatever. And so I'm down there. You want to know who else was there? And this is a small group. It's like maybe 10 of us. Jay Leno was there, Hickey. He was there. And so I'm driving around the track. And I bring my brother with me. And so I'm just driving around the track. And I come back. And I get out the car. And I didn't know Jay Leno was here. But I come from around the track, and my brother is standing on the side of a wall, like deep in conversation with Jay Leno. Hickey, I got out the car, and I had to do a double take. Like, what the hell am I looking at right now? I'm like, A, what could they possibly be talking about? And why is Jay Leno so engaged in conversation with my brother? I go over, my brother introduces me. I'm like, you don't know Jay, you just met him. Like, I know who this man is. But what the hell are y'all doing? And so that was just absolutely hilarious. My brother Hickey is much more cultured than I am. This guy speaks multiple languages. And you go out with him, Hickey, you turn your head and there's like five women hanging out and talking to him. And, you know, he's just he's a sophisticated fellow. No, he found Jay Leno and he had a great conversation. But anyway, now Jay Leno is burning his face. Poor
Those
guy.
Retro cars, man.
Yeah, you got to be careful. And he fell. Hickey also fell down. Oh, this is bad. How do we turn this into a Jay Leno?
Oh boy,
Hickey. No, it's not a roast. He fell down a hill. He did. I remember this. Now that Jay Leno went to a restaurant after falling down a hill. Jay Leno gets swollen eye after falling down a 60-foot hill. Jay Leno shuts down conspiracy theories after falling downhill. USA Today, November 2024. Comedian injured after falling down a 60-foot hill.
Every headline. Just
People.com. Jay Leno steps out with bruised face after falling downhill. CBS News. Jay Leno badly injured after falling downhill in Pittsburgh. Daily Mail, Jay Leno back in Burbank, California, as he nurses injuries. Here we go, CNN, Jay Leno all black and blue after falling down a hill.
Jay Leno back in the public spotlight after losing a fight to a hill.
Here we go, here's the last one, I'm sorry. And I like Jay Leno, my apologies, now I'm going to get sued. Jay Leno fell down a hill trying to get some chicken. this is what Yahoo said. This is Yahoo. Jay Leno fell down a hill trying to get some chicken parmesan. Earlier this week, Jay Leno was injured after he took a tumble down a 60-foot hill outside a hotel in Pennsylvania. Allegedly, the former Tonight Show host was trying to find his way to a restaurant to order food. However, not everything adds up in this story about an aging comedian falling down a dirt path. Okay. Well, I'll let people look that up on their own. Okay. He's a very nice man, and I'm glad that he's okay. Because let me tell you something. Hickey, if I fell down a 60-foot hill, bruh, that's a ways, man. That's a 60 feet.
That's like in the movies when you see someone falling down the hill. It's like, okay, this is not realistic, but it's like going and going.
Oh, my God.
Tumbling and somersaulting.
60 feet down a hill is going to take you. That's like, I don't know. How many seconds? You think that's 10 seconds, 15 seconds?
I bet you you're going. Yeah, 10? 6 feet a second feels pretty accurate.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. That's a long 10 seconds.
Yeah, man. Ooh. And then, you know, you're trying to catch yourself and maybe trying to stand and grab stuff on the way. You're slowing yourself down. I'm happy that he's okay. Shout outs to Jay Leno. Great man. Anyway, Jimmy Fallon has his job now. One Jimmy has his job. And Saquon was on Fallon last night because Saquon Barkley is a winner. And they had to make a joke because everything is a joke. Jimmy Fallon wanted to know about the tush. Push. Yeah, the play where they basically take Jalen Hurts and they shove him over the line. What the hell is Saquon's job? It's his job to grab him by the ass, isn't it? Listen to Saquon.
What people are calling the tush push. Yeah, is that what you call it?
It's not what I call it.
It's not what you call it.
It's
no.
Not what I call it.
what do you call it?
You know, I'm not going to say what I call it, but it's
okay. Not, but it's not.
You know, everybody's came up with their own name for it.
Yeah,
the brotherly sub, the tush push, all these different things. It's not that.
It's not that. No. Okay.
I was shocked too because when I got there, I known as the tush push, but I didn't know if that's what it'd be called. But I thought it was called that, and it's not called a tush push actually.
No. What is your role in the quote unquote tush push?
I think I have the easiest job, to be honest. I think I'm the one who pushes the tush.
Okay, all right. Yeah, he doesn't have to push anybody, but he pushes the ass of his starting quarterback. And the starting quarterback, outside of it, you know, I guess internally not calling it the tush push. I guess it's just the goal line stand. I don't know what the hell they call it. But Jalen Hurts, he certainly appreciates Saquon Barkley. I mean, during the Super Bowl, NFL Films got him. And Jalen Hurts said what we all know. Saquon is the reason. He got them over the hump. Listen.
Jalen Hurts going to smile now.
Went up to his 0-0. Hey, man. That's you. That's you.
Come on.
That's you.
All of us, man.
I know it's all of us, but you don't understand the difference you made. You know, we right there, but you like that last piece, man.
I mean, Saquon could be as humble as he wants, and that's why people like the guy. He could be humble, be a great teammate. It's all of us. It's all of us. Nah, bro, it's you. It's you. And, you know, for all the talk that we have about running backs and their status in the game, their status in the NFL. Like, I don't blame the New York Giants for letting him go because they were going to suck with or without him. What good is Saquon Barkley behind a crap offensive line? Like, let's be real. It makes zero sense to invest big money. And when I say big money, think about these top contracts. In the NFL for running backs, Christian McCaffrey is making $19 million a year. We know about his leg issues from this past season, everything, the calf, the Achilles. They had to bring him back and shut him back down. Jonathan Taylor is making $14 million a year. And he's basically, hey, we're going to give you the ball because, well, our quarterback sucks. Sorry, Anthony Richardson. Saquon is making $12 a year. Alvin Kamara passed his prime. He's making $12 a year. What good is he for the Saints? The Saints stink. It's probably the best and most reliable offensive weapon on a team that's going nowhere. Josh Jacobs making $12 million a year. Packers won 11-6. I mean, if they don't strike fast, they're going to waste Josh Jacobs' time. He's 26 years old. We got Mixon making $10 million. Yeah, good teams need a running back. But just because Saquon had success here, I don't think that's going to change the market. I don't think that's going to get these running backs paid. Derrick Henry, Super Bowl contender with the Ravens. Saquon Barkley, Super Bowl champion with the Philadelphia Eagles. It's no coincidence here. Look at all the seasons that Derrick Henry had with the Titans. He was their most reliable offensive weapon. Man, Ryan Tannehill being able to run play action off of him. I mean, that's why Ryan Tannehill had any decent type of career, because of Derrick Henry. Not because of anything he did in Miami. Running backs are great. A good running back is great. On a good team, any place else, he's just a waste. That's just the reality. Congratulations to Saquon. He certainly was the missing piece to get them over the hump. And it's his job to, as we learn, to push the tush. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, you know, we'll talk more about the running backs. We're going to celebrate the fact that baseball is starting, that baseball is right around the corner. And then we're going to talk about a jerk of a head coach. Maybe two jerks that are coaches. I'll fill you in. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Right before we went to break, we heard from Saquon Barkley as he was on Jimmy Fallon last night. And it's all good when you win. I guess for the quarterback and a wide receiver, Jalen Hurts was there. And then Hickey also, Jalen Brown was there as well. I guess he's a champion too. He's not Jason Tatum, but he's a champ. NBA Finals MVP.
That he is. Did you see the outfit Jalen Brown had on?
He had on leather gloves inside.
Yeah. Interesting.
Hey, listen, I'm not a fashion plate, okay? Who am I to say? But I'm thinking anybody wearing leather gloves inside. Hickey, my hands would be sweating. Why would you want to wear a leather gloves inside?
As you like to say, DTM.
Doing too much, yeah. Doing too much. Do criminals wear leather gloves inside?
In the TV shows, they do. In the movies, they do.
What is he, robbing Jimmy Fallon? I think he got enough money. What is this contract, like 300 and something plus million dollars?
Yeah, I don't think he has to be robbing anybody. But was that he was going for? Is that a look? Is that
he had a black knit cap, not a cap. He had a black knit hat on. He had on black clothes, all black. He had on black leather gloves. If you saw a guy like that walking through your neighborhood, Hickey, what would you think?
I am locking the doors and having the cops on speed dial, maybe a weapon at my disposal.
He looks, and forget the fact that he's 6'6", 6'7", 6'8". If a normal-sized person was walking through the neighborhood and all black, you're like, man, who's that guy getting ready to rob? Like, this is a whole-ass criminal out here.
And I get it's cold in New York City, but you got to think it's hot in that studio once you actually walk inside.
Bruh.
I don't get it.
Bro, them stage lights are, maybe if they have the AC up, but stage lights are nothing fun. Those things are hot as hell. No, his hands were sweaty when he took them things off, okay?
And they shrink, right? Leather shrinks when it gets wet?
I'm not OJ, I don't know. I do not know. We can't ask OJ because he's not here anymore. But
that's true.
Isn't that what he said? The glove shrunk, but I don't. Why did the glove shrink? I don't know.
The glove don't fit.
You must have quit. Yeah. Johnny Cochran ain't here no more. Hickey, what a world.
Well, it was 30 years ago, too.
Was it? Was it more than that? Oh, yeah, you're right. It's 30 years ago. Damn.
Yeah, at least when it first first started.
Hickey, I used to come home after school and watch that.
How long did that go on for? Like weeks?
It was like for months.
Man. Wow.
Come home after school and they'd be like, hey, I want to watch cartoons or the OJ trial. I'm going to watch OJ. Okay. I got my education on the legal system by watching Judge Ito.
That's right.
I knew more about that was my introduction to the legal system. That and Rodney King. Not the best of things, but anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yeah, it's nice to have some optimism. Eagles are happy. I saw A.J. Brown is not happy. He put a post up. Did you see his post, Hickey, saying that he thought that he's not satisfied with the feeling of winning a championship and it's whatever, and he's more excited in the chase and he's getting back to work? Did you see that?
No, I did not see that. Huh.
He put up a whole Instagram post, and he talked about how winning the championship, it was nice, but it's a good feeling. But the chase of it is better. And so he's getting back to work. And Devontae Smith basically said the same thing.
I think if you're an Eagles fan, you should be excited.
Yeah. I want to see what they look like on Friday. Like, winning the championship was okay, and now you're going to get back to work, but then you're going to celebrate on Friday. Okay. All right. Let's see how loose they get. Jalen Hurts he behaves like he's the school principal. Saquon Barkley is also a pretty mild-mannered guy for the most part. Except, Hickey, did you see that man shotgun that beer?
Oh, I did.
How is that humanly possible?
I have no idea, and I watched it a ton just because it's so mesmerizing. What's crazier, the teammate he was racing, I thought it was Kenny Pickett, but apparently it's not. Apparently, his teammate beat him.
Oh, wow. I forgot Kenny Pickett exists. That's right. He did end the game. That's right.
He got a little sweat in that jersey. He earned it.
He did.
Earned a shower.
Now, here's a question. I've never shotgun a beer in my life. I got time for that. Hickey, if I'm going to drink the beer and enjoy it, what do? You poke a hole in it? Is there like some science involved? You poke a hole and the beer comes rushing through? Like, what's the deal?
Yeah, so you poke a hole in the bottom of the beer can. You don't crack it yet. You poke a hole in the bottom of the beer can, open it so, you know, you can get your mouth there, make sure, obviously, the metal's pointed downwards. You don't cut your lip. And then, basically, one motion, you crack it, lift it to your mouth, and the air flows right in, pushes the beer out the hole into your mouth.
You put a hole in the bottom of the beer can?
Yes.
How the hell do you do that? That bottom of the beer can is tough.
Tough guys, not myself, but tough guys will bite it.
Oh, my God.
Less tough guys will use, like, keys. You know, right. Car keys, whatever, house keys, poke
a hole. So if I take a key and I jam it into the bottom of the beer can.
Yes, sir.
And now I have it upside down because I don't want it to fall out, obviously. So now there's a hole in the top of the beer can, correct?
Bottom of the beer can.
Yeah, bottom. So, but I'm holding it
sideways. Where
the bottom is the top. Sideways.
No, you're holding it sideways.
So how is the beer not spilling out? I put my finger over the hole?
So you kind of angle it like... It's like a 45-degree angle. So you poke the top so that beer, you know, you may get a drop or two. It's a very messy process. Some beer's going to fall out. You accept it.
Right.
Once the hole is poked through, then you turn it sideways. So now no beer is flowing out.
Right.
It is ready to go. And then when you are ready to say, okay, 3, 2, 1, you pull the, you know, you crack the top, and boom. Down the hatch.
Wait. You open both sides of the beer?
Yes, because you need air to flow through the top to push the beer downwards towards the hole.
Oh, so you're drinking it out of the bottom?
Yes. Oh, yes.
I thought you drank it out of the side.
No.
Oh, I thought these guys poke a hole in the side and drink it. I feel like they hold it sideways. I guess that's the part, but when you open it up, I guess, right?
Right, when you poke a hole in the... I mean, it's not in the bottom of the beer. It's like on the, you know, but it's on the bottom side, but it's still like on the side of the beer.
Okay,
it's not on the very bottom, like underneath.
Ah. Oh, so it's not at the bottom.
Near the bottom of the front.
Oh, not the flat bottom, but the bottom of
the... Yes, like the round part of the beer can, like basically, yes.
Okay, I thought it was the bottom.
No, you're not piercing the bottom.
That's what I said. It's tough down there.
Sorry, yes. No, you are right about that. That would, I think, be very difficult.
The more you know. You sound like you do this every day.
I've done it once or twice. Not well, though. So I'm not a big chugger. So I don't really I haven't done it in years.
Well, Saquon devoured that beer like it was...
He's a Penn State guy, you know? Making us look good. No, sissies, you know?
Is that the sign of a sissy or an alcoholic? I don't know.
Well, teach their own, I guess they say, you know?
And so what does that do? Get you drunk faster? Is that what it is?
It's just an efficient way to down a beer. Yeah, I mean, you saw that's like 2 seconds, and all of a sudden an entire beer is gone.
Okay.
Yeah, not my cup of tea, but...
Wonder what that buzz is like. I don't know.
And what that stomach feels like. A lot of liquid going in a very short amount of time.
Oh, man.
But I guess when you win a Super Bowl, right, you feel no pain.
Well, yeah, he's a running back, so he knows what real pain feels like. Yeah, congratulations to the champs. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear about two champs. Well, they're also jerks. They're also coaches. I'll tell you who they are on the other side of the break. At the top of the hour, we'll get to a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the worst contracts in sports today. Inspired by a man in Major League Baseball. Active today or inactive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. At the top of the hour, it's going to be time for a new top six list. We're going to take a look at the worst contracts in sports today. Yeah, there's some bad ones. There's a lot of money getting thrown around for a lot of guys who are not earning that cash, not earning that bread at all. Right before we went to break, talked about some people who have earned their money. We talked about Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts, their appearance last night on Jimmy Fallon. They're champs. They're actually likable characters. Jalen Hurts doesn't bother anybody, doesn't say anything. Same thing for Saquon Barkley. I now have to direct your attention to a couple of champions. People can't stand these guys because they act like jerks. And they don't even play. Here, let me get you to jerk number one. Matt Patricia. Yeah, you know Matt Patricia. Former defensive coordinator for Bill Belichick with the New England Patriots. What does that mean? Well, let's be real. That means that he carried Bill Belichick's bags. He ultimately became the head coach of the Detroit Lions, where he amassed a record of 13-29. I can't remember outside of, and what a shock, right? Another New England Patriots guy, Josh McDaniels, all of the Raiders hating his guts. The Lions players hated Matt Patricia. This guy got fired. Everybody thinks that they're Bill Belichick Jr. He got the boot. He was an Eagles defensive coordinator, assistant, and he got the boot. And so Matt Patricia, what did he do last year? I don't know. He washed Bill Belichick's car. But now Matt Patricia is going to be joining Ryan Day. He's going to be the new defensive coordinator for the Ohio State Buckeyes. He's going to replace Jim Knowles, who's going to be heading to Hickey's alma mater in Penn State. And so a bunch of college-age kids will now understand how much grown adults hate Matt Patricia. You know what? It was only last week in speaking to front office sports in this new era of NIL and free agency. Matt Patricia was like, yeah, you know what? College is something that I'd be interested in.
It's intriguing. I think the way that it's going to be run, and you're going to have, you know, look, there's a salary cap, there's NIL. You can get players now. Now it is free agency every day. I do understand that, but I think you can build your rosters really quick. I think they got a college playoff now, which is exciting and fun. So, you know, I love it. I love the direction it's going.
Okay. All right. Hickey, what happened? Bill Belichick didn't want to look at him again? He lost his car keys? What happened?
Hey, his dry cleaning was wrinkled. He said, not again.
Yeah, I'm not doing this. I'm not bringing this guy in. Them college students, at least the college students can leave. How long before you think we get a story about how much he's hated?
Is it too early to say after spring ball?
Nah, I think that's that makes sense. It makes sense. He just, every place that he's gone, people do not and cannot stand him. And then when you think about the reality of where he came from with Belichick, we know who was running the defense. It was Belichick. I don't know. Hey, good luck to Ryan Day. Let's see how long Ryan Day decides to keep him around before he drives him nuts. And that's tough because Ryan Day looks like he drives people crazy himself. And speaking of driving people crazy, this guy's actually a head coach. His name is Dan Hurley. Yeah, the man who's won two championships with UConn. Oh, you forgot? Well, I don't know how you did because he's reminding everybody. I mean, it was only a few weeks ago that he was cursing out the referee of a basketball game, telling him, yelling at him during the game, screaming at him. Don't turn your back on me. Do you know who I am? I'm the best coach in college basketball. Ego much, huh? And then had the temerity after the game to just say, yeah, you know, I wish they showed the other coaches and their outbursts. The camera's always on me. Like, man, you ain't no victim here. Come on. Cut it out. And so last night, UConn, who, by the way, is not even ranked right now. They have a 17-7 record. St. John's is playing like the best team in the Big East right now. They got a record of 21-3. But last night, UConn beat Creighton 70-66. This was no ass whooping. And so the Huskies went into Omaha and they beat them. And so, of course, naturally, because Dan Hurley is always giving people crap, he was getting crap back. And so at the end of the game, he was just reminding the fans who were left, hey, we won. And by the way, we didn't just win. I got two championships, so shut up. Listen to this.
Two rings, Baldy.
Let's go. Okay. Two rings. And he called the guy Baldy. Like, he's bald himself. Is that really an insult if you're bald too? And then he went on to explain it after the game in his press conference. Listen to this.
Well, I just wish there was more people still here. You know, that was the only thing. Because when I've gotten my butt kicked in here, minus the COVID year, which we would all like to forget, where I think this was the only place we came to that actually had fans that year. You know, but I've obviously had to walk off unceremoniously, just crushed by the crowd and, you know, cursed at. But I don't really, as long as they're not leaning over the rail and getting in my face. I mean, I think it's what makes college sports so much better than any other type of basketball is. Although the home fans here didn't get the win that they wanted, but they got a show. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, that was very gratifying. I waved at some people, but I just wish that there was more of them still left. There's been a lot more left when I've lost.
Oh, my God. He loves this. He loves it. He loves it. He does. But it's one thing to do this, and this is the worst type of winner. Just win. Why do you got to be grating against everybody? Like, I don't know. There must be something deep inside Dan Hurley, that he's feeding off the adversity. You're the one who's acting like a maniac. You're the one who's acting like a jerk. You're the one who's pushing the buttons, and he lives off of this. Let's keep in mind, this was someone who in the offseason, the Lakers flirted with bringing him in. They offered him a 6-year deal, $70 million. He's not dumb. There's a good reason that he stayed in UConn. Got a 6-year deal, $50 million to stay at home. Easier job. He's the boss. Doesn't have to kiss the ass of LeBron James. Everybody's kissing his ass. And then you can't get away with this in the NBA. The NBA would gnaw him down unless he actually changed his mindset. But now he doesn't have to change a thing. Even in a down year for UConn, where it appears that there will be no national championship, he's still talking crap. Can't do that in the NBA. Can't talk crap 82 games. You can't do it. You got to shut up and coach. You got to earn the respect of the players. This man got his money. He has his championships. And now he's just going to be unbearable. And the fans in UConn, hey, you got two rings? He can do this forever. Until they really hit the toilet. He stinks. I'm sick of him. Hickey, are you sick of that guy, Dan Hurley? I'm sick of him.
I'm not. I actually find it funny. I like it.
I'm tired of him.
It's now, entertaining.
Now I want... See, I got no problem with the Chiefs. They don't do nothing. UConn, I'm happy. I hope they keep losing.
Speaking of the Chiefs, did you see what Patrick Mahomes' dad officially signed up for today?
He's going to fight this guy?
He is.
Oh, my God.
In April.
Oh, man. What a world. Somebody give Patrick Mahomes a cigarette. The son, not the father. The father doesn't either smoke or drink a thing. What a world. I wonder how much money he's getting paid for that. I guess Patrick isn't giving him no cash. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. Speaking of cash, we are going to talk about, I'm going to give you a top six list of the worst contracts in sports today. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.